That's what I have to get. I said this was to get out, Father. In the name of Jesus, we receive revelation knowledge that is found in the written word. Our eyes behold Jesus, even as he sees us in himself. As a God leading of the Spirit, and following the leading of the Spirit, we are open to your leading. As your word has taught us, we receive edification alongside the body of Christ, even as you stand glorified in us and in our midst, today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's just a short exhortation.
When we really want to delve into leading of the Spirit, usually long sections.
Hallelujah. So it's just more or less like a short exhortation on leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So I titled it a short one, like I said, concerning yielding to the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Concerning yielding. Yielding to the leading. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Concerning yielding to the leading. Matthew 28 from verses 18. Matthew 28 from verse 18. Quickly. Here they are. And Jesus came and said to them, saying, all power, that's the word exousia, authority. Hallelujah. Authority has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. He says, go therefore, make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Something you pick out from Matthew is, I really need to pay attention to that. Though Matthew was talking about the summarized Jesus' instruction as making disciples, which other writers of the synoptic did, hallelujah, they focus on the entrance, while Matthew, though he focused also on the entrance into discipleship, that's the word baptizing them. Hallelujah. Now, the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost actually isn't in the original, but it used the word baptizing them, right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And teach all nations. Now how do you teach them? Say, by, now it may, that's why I said it deals with discipleship, right? Though he started about the fact that they have to get saved. Hallelujah. Now other writers were majored on the entrance into it. Mark would say, preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16:15. Hallelujah. Look at Luke. Luke also, in Luke 24, verses 46, he says, thus is written and thus it behoves Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance, watch that, and the remission of sins be preached in his name. So he called the teaching, or he called the preaching of the gospel, repentance, the preaching of God's forgiveness of sins. Repentance and God's forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. So it's very clear that what Jesus' instruction is, which is the teaching from scriptures, Genesis down to Malachi, you'll find the same instruction there to make disciples of every nation. We say, Paul will summarize it as to have all men saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And that's what you find in all true scriptures, the same instructions, written in different forms, but the same instructions. Hallelujah. All true scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, now, I want to measure to see something here that Matthew, Mark, including John, and Luke said, is the fact that God was going to be with them or is with them all true. Hallelujah. Look at how Matthew will put it, verses 20. They're teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, watch that, lo, see, hallelujah, I am with you always. Is a major fact of scripture. I am with you always. He uses the word ego emma.
meaning the same word that has been translated Yahweh. That Yahweh is with you always. I am. Yahweh is with you always. So it's a major fact of the scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You saw Yahweh, right? I am with you always. Look, we put it like this. I mean, Mark, we say, Mark 16, this verses, that should be verses 18 now. Verses 19. So after the Lord has spoken to the truth of the two heaven, the Lord Son of God, that is the indwelling, right? And they went forth and preached everywhere with the Lord walking with them. Did you see that? What have they arrived at? I am with you always. The Lord walking with them. They didn't separate the walk of ministry from the fact that it was God that was carrying out to them. So they didn't separate it. They didn't say, no, I'm not doing it. God is, no. Hallelujah. It's God carrying out his tasks to them. So there was never a time where the disciples spoke of the fact that God left them. No. No. He relieved them. Hallelujah. I told us that. Glory to God. Told us that. Amen. Never. Never was it written anywhere in scriptures. So God left them and going to come back again? No. God walking with them and confirming the word with signs. So say, oh, only Luke, we didn't have it yet. No, Luke said something like that. Hallelujah. Repent of the who preached this message. And they are witnesses of these things. Say, behold. It's a tabernacle of this object that says, you can end you. Now, when the use of that word, you can end you with power from on high, is an indication that he is with them. So they will have to stay for what they have with this upon. Hallelujah. So by using that word, endure with power on high, it shows that he is going to be found in them. Hallelujah. And it shows their responsibility in taking for what they have within upon. Hallelujah. But John is very clear. John is very clear. John 20. And 32. Quickly. John is very clear. Look at John 20 quickly. John 20. It says, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. He said, whosoever sins, ye forgive and forgive. Now whosoever ye restrain and sin. The same tax used for God in the Old Testament books is what you find committed to the trust of the apostles or the man who is born again. Hallelujah. To show you that God is working, or God is still working in the earth today. God hasn't left the earth and is walking through his men. Hallelujah. God is walking through his men. Hallelujah. His kind of is facts in the earth through us today. Hallelujah. And he's very vital. Is that better who sins? Hallelujah. God hasn't left. Amen. Amen. That's why I told us that Christianity is a knowledge-based faith. Your effectiveness to the worship of God is to the degree of your knowledge. That's why you have to be knowledgeable. You have to know God's word. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have to know God's word. It's very vital. You have to know God's word. Amen. You know, your knowledge of God's word will show you your sons. It will show you your sons. You know, you get that I told us something like that. I'm going to deal with that within the first week of January. Where you know you've passed excitement stage. You should understand that. And your pastor, that is why I'm your pastor, to take you through those points in your life. Hallelujah. You passed excitement stage. Let me show you your songs. There are some songs you don't know that sing song because you like the beat. Amen. I tell you songs. I like your sing. You know that on beat that just takes you into the mood. In the mood of the spirit. Mood. Just want to feel something. Oh Lord John, what a beat so okay.
I tell you, that's the thing that will go. If I raise that from our song,
hey!
People say spirit is moving. Amen. I'm telling you. What's the difference? No. You'll be there like, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't worry, we're going to deal with those stuff like that. Not in nothing, but in as much as you are not here, it doesn't mean you begin to doubt the glory cloud. We're going to deal with glory cloud next year, by God's grace.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory clouds. And we're going to have glory clouds in our midst. I trust God for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're receiving much more of that glory clouds. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So by very vital. Very vital. Look at what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. I'm already getting to my teaching. Like I said, it's short exhortation, just to exalt us on things that we already know, but yet we need to know more, or things we are getting to know, not things you already know. Hallelujah, things we're getting to know. So we just need to add, I just need to add a few things to what I've taught us earlier in the year. Hallelujah. This earlier in this year, we taught it on last year. Sometime last year, right? Listen to the spirit. This year. Attending vision scope. Hallelujah. I taught you that last year. I taught you visions then, and taught you recognizing the voice of God. But now I'm looking at yielding to it. The 1 Corinthians 2, verses 11. There's a what man knows the things of a man. It says, save the spirit which is in the man. Oh, okay, save the spirit which is in him. Hallelujah. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Verse 12, now we have received, not the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
Hallelujah.
That I know. So, the believers need to come to knowledge. Hallelujah. You need to come to knowledge. And it's right into a church.
Who came behind your gift? And yet it's written to them to know the things that are freely given to them of God.
And he was going to talk about spirituals. Hallelujah. I hope you're following me. Hallelujah. So, very vital. This takes us into our teaching. So, there are things we have received in the new birth.
There are things we have received because we are born again.
Hallelujah. Yes, we have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I want to take your mind back to what I taught you during understanding the gospel. I said, that's one singular experience we have when we got saved. Right? Which is what we have as the Holy Ghost. That one singular experience of the Holy Ghost is what we are explaining in teaching. Hallelujah. But then one singular experience that happened immediately you got saved. Now we explain it into scripture. That's that one experience.
Hallelujah.
Now he said there are things that are freely given to us by our in the new birth because we have the Holy Ghost. So we receive those things. Hallelujah. And Paul said we should know. Hallelujah. So what are the facts of the new birth? What are the facts of the new birth? Yes, we have the Holy Ghost. Yes, we have received the Spirit. Let's see a few. John 8 again. Let's get to John 8. Verses 12. John 8, 12. It says, then Jesus spoke again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Say, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Shall not walk in darkness, shall have the light of life. Hallelujah. Life there is the word phos in the Greek. Phos is a bright shining light. Bright shining light. Now the word, many times that word phos is used for the light that gives direction. Hallelujah. Light that gives direction. Light that brightens, that gives direction. Therefore, it means, Jesus is saying, he that follows me shall not walk in darkness. Darkness is the word that symbolizes their confusion. Hallelujah. Symbolizes confusion, fear, confusion. He says, shall not walk in confusion, but shall have direction. Hallelujah. So that means one or something we receive in the new birth is what? Direction. We have direction in the new birth. When a man is born again, he receives direction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very vital. He receives direction. Direction. So the believer doesn't have direction issues at all. He doesn't have direction issues. In Romans 8 verse 14, Paul will say, as many as are led by the Spirit, as many as are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Hallelujah. So that means we have direction in the Spirit, as many as are led. So the new birth, in the new birth is direction. Hallelujah. We have direction in the new birth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very vital. You know, I said to us, I'm reminding us again, if there's one topic in scripture, if there's one topic, you must never claim mastery of. Never claim mastery of it. Right? If only comes one of it is leading of the Spirit. Never claim I know it. There's nothing like that. Hallelujah. We keep knowing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to keep listening to it again and again. Especially in our world. Especially in our world where there are several noises everywhere. Several noises everywhere. You need to keep listening to the leading of the Spirit. There's not like I know it. No, there's not like that. Hallelujah. You need to keep reminding yourself again. Hallelujah. Concerning the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So a fact of the new birth is direction. A fact of the new birth is direction. Direction. We don't walk in darkness. We don't walk in darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Direction. We always have the leading of the Spirit. We always have the leading of the Spirit. God is always directing us. Never forget that. God is always directing us. Like we saw in the with the case of the church in the wilderness. How God, if we saw, and I explained that to us in the last series, right? Amen. I told us that when you, that is a shadow of what has happened to us in the New Testament. God led them. If you watch how God speaks of that event, it didn't say Moses led them. Say, how I led you by hand. Did you see that? And took you out of Egypt. Did you see that? God led them out. Okay, follow me. Amen. And when he didn't lead them out to lead them. No, he led them out and continued leading them. Hallelujah. So God knows it is not, see, let me tell you this. God is not like some ethnic friend or some values friends are placed on friends where they can easily walk away. God doesn't walk away. I'm saying it to us. God doesn't walk away. Amen. Amen. God doesn't abandon. No, God doesn't. Doesn't abandon his own. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have got direction. Something you must see. I know most times our mind might want to disturb us. I'll share some experience. I remember sometimes last year or last 2 years, I was approached by a sister. And then she came to me and she said, I feel God has left me. I want to draw close to God more. God, I feel God has left me, so I want to get back to God. I said, you left, but God never left you. You have to correct that consciously. Hallelujah. You must never allow situations. Listen, therefore, I didn't feel God anymore. No, it's not your feeling. God never left. Hallelujah. Amen. Put it like this. Let God be true and every man a lie. I can put it this way. Let God be true and let your feelings be a lie. Because God never leaves. You wandered away, but God was still there. Look at the children of Israel. They were disobedient. Amen. They were disobedient. Well, yes, God was still there. Amen. He would say, I will do that which I proposed in my heart to do. This is that God never leaves. God never leaves. I remember one time they told me, they gave a woman that someone who's born again was in a club and she was drunk. And I replied, and I said to the person, even if she's in a club, she was drunk, the Holy Ghost never left. It was hard for me to say. I just had to say. It was hard, but God is bigger than my mind. God never leaves. It doesn't mean that you should misbehave, but yet God never leaves. Even in our worst moment, God is still there. Hallelujah. God is still there in our worstest, let me use it, even in our worstest moment. Amen. In your worstest moment. When that comes and tells you, when those noise, those noise, I say, yeah, blood. No, God is still there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is still there. He's faithful. He's one of God's name in scripture. He's faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. You say it always, God is faithful to me. Hallelujah. God is faithful to me. God is faithful. Ah! Don't judge God by your unfaithfulness. God is faithful. Even in my unfaithfulness. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Most times people try to qualify themselves based on things that are and things they've done. No. God doesn't qualify you by that. God qualifies you by what he has done in redemption. Hallelujah. And then, oh, sorry, I thought it was this class. I have the other note for. I know this is not what it's like, but we might. So, let me not even go there. Amen. But, what am I saying? Okay, don't qualify yourself, listen, by what you think you've done. In as much as God doesn't want you to do things that are wrong. Amen. But yet, he doesn't qualify you by those things. Hallelujah. He doesn't. God qualifies you by what he has done in redemption. That's how God qualifies you. That's why when Paul was to rebuild the church at Corinth, he didn't come and say, all of you, your sanctification is lost. No. He said, but you are washed. You are sanctified. He said that. Hallelujah. And they had Amy and fine. And he said, you are sanctified. You are washed. Never address a believer, including yourself, outside the written word. Never address the believer, including yourself, outside what God has done in the redemption. Amen. Yes, you say, I don't know. I'm just confused. No, you are not. I got direction. Hallelujah. I'm not qualified by what is happening. Even if I have not figured it out, I have direction. I'm well led. Hallelujah. That's who you are. Don't say, I don't know what to do. No, I know what to do. I know what to do. I don't know how I'm going to go. I know how to go about it. Never fall into that trap. Amen. Amen. I know how to go about it. Even to the point that I don't use such words that I don't have an idea. Even casually. It has come by, I call people, you don't say you don't have an idea. Hallelujah. Go to God. That better was to say, I don't have an idea. I have an idea. Amen. I have an head-shaking idea. Amen. Even in the office, I don't say, no,
this is not the word, this is the office. No.
I don't say I don't have idea. I say I'm well blessed. God doesn't just want to lead you in spiritual things. He wants to lead you in every part of your life. Hope you're hearing me. In every single part of your life, He wants to lead you.
No, this is business. You need God's lady. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, what about you?
God wants to lead you in every part of your life.
Sometimes that will get so very professional that we'll forget the leading of the Spirit. Say, is it not this? Is it not just to plot networking topology? If we plot transportation model, by the time the delivery gets to this place, the delivery officer gives his mass plus and minus everything, because you can be good at that, but never forget. You have to be well known.
Amen.
So you don't use words like, so you avoid the wrong talk. Hallelujah. Yeah, why? Actually, I just don't have an idea. No, I have an idea. Amen. Now, I'm not telling you to that one and say, when you don't have an idea, it's not telling you I have an idea of how to do.
Amen. Yeah, that's the one that actually never came.
But you don't say, I don't have an idea.
I love what Pastor Shelby always say. You don't reject the job. You shouldn't be given any job in the natural. It's just normal. And then you say, I can't do. Amen. I will talk about it now. Amen. You just have to be positive.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So a part of the new birth is direction. God is always directing us. Hallelujah. He's always directing us. He's always directing us.
When you get to the church in the wilderness, in Exodus chapter 13, it was with them as a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire. They saw it. They saw the spectacular. They saw the spectacular. They saw the supernatural.
Hallelujah. They saw it.
They saw it. They saw God's leading. Hallelujah. They saw God's leading. He didn't leave them. He was still with them. After they left the Red Sea, before they got to the Red Sea, when they crossed the Red Sea, He was still leading them. Hallelujah. He was still leading them. He didn't stop. God doesn't leave.
When they even sinned, He was still with them. Amen. He doesn't leave. Hallelujah. God doesn't leave. So it was that. So how long do we have the leading? As long as you have the Spirit. I say that to everybody. As long as you have the Spirit. Because the Spirit is God's leading in us. Hallelujah. That is life.
Hallelujah.
In Him is life. The light is the light of men. Hallelujah. We have God's Spirit as God's direction. How long do we have the Spirit? John 14, verses 16. John 14, 16. He says, and I will pray the Father, and He will give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Did you see that? Forever. Everlasting. Forever. So we have the Spirit forever. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13:5, quickly. Hebrews 13:5. It says, let the conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such as ye have. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Do you see that? I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I will never leave you. So God doesn't neglect. God doesn't leave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If God doesn't leave, if God doesn't neglect, it therefore means that the believer never lacks the leading of the Spirit. The believer never lacks the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So therefore, the believer, the same way he does not have sin issues, is the same way he doesn't have direction issues. Doesn't have direction issues. So I don't have direction issues. Hallelujah. I'm well directed. I'm well led. Hallelujah. If there is any issue, it will be recognizing and recognizing and following the leading of the Spirit. There's nothing like you have I don't have leading. No, you always have the leading of the Spirit. You don't have a leading issue. You only have, if there's any issue, to be recognizing the leading and following the leading. Amen. There's not like leading issues. It's the recognition. A recognizer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
So, the leading of the Spirit, or you put it like this, all the leading of the Spirit is in the Spirit in the believer.
All the leading. All the leading.
Is in the Spirit in the believer. So the leading doesn't come from any other, does not come from the sun, moon, and stars. The leading is in the believer, is in the Spirit. All the leading of the Spirit is in the Spirit.
Amen.
All
is in the Spirit.
In the Spirit.
I will have the Spirit. So we'll have all the leadings of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
So I have all the leadings of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have all the leading of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
So they are within the believer. But the mind of the believer needs to receive the leading and walk in it. That's very vital. And that is where the perception is. Perceiving, recognizing rather, or put the word perceiving and following the leading. The mind needs to receive it.
Hallelujah.
The mind needs to receive it.
I told you.
Hallelujah.
If we are to follow the leading of the Spirit, we need our minds. You can follow the leading of the Spirit in absence of your mind. They're following me. So the leading is in your Spirit. But your mind needs to receive it. It's very vital now.
Hallelujah.
Your mind needs to receive it. Your mind, like I said to us, is that central processing unit.
It receives every signal.
Amen. Amen. It receives every signal. And at the same time, it's through that same mind that God wants to lead us. That same mind.
Hallelujah.
So the mind is to receive the leadings in the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory.
So therefore, a believer can have all the leadings of the Spirit and yet not yield.
A believer. And we see that in the wilderness. You know, tonight we're going to dwell,
most of what I'm going to teach you is we're going to look at that example from the church in the wilderness. We're going to see that very clearly.
Hallelujah.
Tonight.
Hallelujah. So a believer can have all the leading of the Spirit and yet not yield. He can have all the leadings of the Spirit taught him. Greek and Hebrew broken down into English, Latin, broken into English, Yoruba, Igbo, and yet not working.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Therefore, it shows that following the leading of the Spirit is a deliberate fact.
It's deliberate. You must deliberately want to follow the leading of the Spirit.
Are there people who know this is the leading of the Spirit? Yes. They want to, they just say, no, I don't want to follow. Yes. You will see examples in scriptures.
Amen. They know this is the leading. We'll start Jonah now. Jonah knew he was led to Nineveh. You know this is the leading, but he said no. I'm going to touch
because he understood God.
Amen. Yeah. If we break down Jonah's story very well, many people are in the same shoe. Don't worry, we'll look at that next.
Hallelujah.
Many people are in the same shoes like Jonah. Amen. They don't think it's God's leading.
He said, oh, leading by way.
I know the outcome. God will forgive them. No, let me go to Tarshish.
This is that I will die in that place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So people can deliberately not follow God's leading. And that's the reason for this teaching. How to yield to the leading of the Spirit. How do you? Because we are supposed to lead. We are obedient children. Hallelujah. We're obedient children. We're supposed to lead. And then follow the leading. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So like I said, we're going to look at the church in the wilderness. Why? Hallelujah. We will learn from them. We will learn from them. Look at Romans chapter 15. Let me show you something. Romans 15, 4. Let me show you something. So those stories you see there are not just story. No. Yes. Make me a pretend like Samuel. Who will so be then? Story time. Let me give you a story. Don't teach your students dinosaur story. Teach them Bible story. They are not just stories. What are you hearing me? They are not just stories. 15 verse 4. Story. Verse 4. It says, for whatsoever things were written, whatsoever things were written aforetime, aforetime means before, right? Right? Is it going to Genesis to Malachi? Does it include the stories? Does it include the stories? The character? Amen? Say they were written for our what? For our learning. Our learning. The didaskalia. Our learning. That we, through patience and comfort of scriptures, might have hope. Do you see that? So they were waiting for our learning. We could teach from there. We could learn from there. Hallelujah. We should, not could. We should learn from there. Look at 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10. See something. Look at what Paul says. 1 Corinthians 10, 4. It says, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, and drank of that spiritual rock that followed, and the rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Verse 6. Now these things were our examples. Our examples to pause in a way. Our examples. Like it has happened before, it can happen again. Our examples. Amen. Our guide. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we then make God wasn't pleased. Said they were written for our examples. To the intent that we should not lust after evil things that they also lusted. So, is it the wilderness experience? Yes. Look at verses 11. I want to jump fast. It says, verses 10. Let them murmur, yea, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now, all these things happen to them for examples. You see that? For examples, and they were written for our what? Admonitions, warnings, upon whom the end of the world has come. So, because the end of the world, there it was all ages coming together. I've showed us that before. Hallelujah. Upon whom the ends of the world have come. So, he said they are written for our admonition, the examples, and for our warnings. So that means we can go back, look at those stories, those characters, and see, use it as teaching notes for our warning. We are warned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They are for our admonition, our counsel, that we see, and not lost over things that they lost it over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's get back to the church in the wilderness a bit. Hallelujah. The children of Israel. In Exodus 13, verse 21. Exodus 13, 21, please. Let's see what they saw. Exodus 13. Are you there? Okay, I'm going to read 21. It says, and the Lord went before them
by day in a pillar of cloud and led them the way, and by night a pillar of fire and gave lights to go by day and night. Did you see that? So God walked with them. Look at verse 22. He took not away the pillar of cloud by day nor pillar of fire by night from before the people. Did you see that? So God always led them. They saw the leading. Amen. They had that spectacular experience. They saw the leading. Spectacular. Hallelujah. Something else. He also led them through Moses, with Moses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 18, verses 15. Moses will say, speaking about by, okay, 18, verse 15. Yeah, they said, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And you find it in Peter will use that prophet will be Christ. Hallelujah. But the shadow of it will be who? Joshua. Joshua. But you know, it will be Christ. Now that means God led them. They had a spectacular leading, right? And then they also had who? Moses.
Hallelujah. God's man to lead them.
So God led them spectacularly and through his man. Very vital. Glory to God. Yes, in number 13 before now. Let's see number 13. Number 13.
Moses was, he sent spies to spy the land. He sent from every tribe,
just five.
So they came back with reports. They went to spy
the land of Canaan. So when they came back, they came with reports. Hallelujah, with reports. Hallelujah. Different reports. Glory to God. But before now, how has God been leading them? God was leading them together, right? Never forget that. God led them together. Together. God led them together.
They were going together.
So, it's very vital to see that.
So God leads us as a local church.
Are you following me?
God leads us as a local church. He leads us as a local church. Together.
How are you following me? Never mistake that. He leads us as a local church. You can have personal leadings. And I need to clear that. You can have personal leadings to do something, to carry out some tasks. But it will never conflict with how God is leading you as a local church. Hope you're with me. Amen? Must never come. It can never come. So that will show you that even the is not, take note, leading is not, don't always wait for spectacular. Lord, speak to my ear. Someone was saying, I've never heard God speak. I tell you for me. But you listen to messages.
I guess I will have to deal with that some. Listen to messages. Yeah, you go to church every Sunday. You read your Bible. Say yes, I do all those things. So how come you say you've not heard God? They say, no, I want God to speak to my ear. All these ones you are hearing, are you hearing it from your stomach?
Amen.
No. People are looking for spectacular. Let one speaker in there. We have to don't come. Hey Lord, I hear your voice.
Joker! Not the one in blue. Tekewa.
Hey!
God is listening to me.
No. Not all. Not
See, many times people look out for the spectacular. This is what I hear this about Shego all the time. And they miss out in the supernatural. God's leading is supernatural. It's first supernatural. And you know what? The supernatural is in our everyday communication, our everyday life. Amen.
And he's keeping sleep, and he's like, "Are you the guy who raised your leg?" The only thing is not showing you. That is your last super natural. And no one has seen you. You know, you're doing like this. Hey. Yo, let me know why you know you do. He likes to do. He likes to do, and he has to keep it. And he's like, "Hey, it's a natural ball." He's like, "Hey, and you, and they give you more." Just with a priest will mess you up in that you teach. It's not my very spike.
Yeah.
I don't do who and you see wisdom. 90 minutes he plays. Is the spirit of the Lord telling you go and exercise like this? You don't know. You say no, I want the Lord to tell you.
I'm just telling you. I did not refer about his name. He is the spiritual. He's supernatural. Amen. 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 Don't worry. That's why we're having this
faith. We must learn to live.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We learn to live.
We're obedient children. So we're always obedient. To follow the leading of the Spirit. Always obedient. When we see, when we recognize this as the leading of the Spirit, we are obedient to follow it.
Hallelujah.
We have been wired that way. We're not wired to be stubborn. We say, no, you're not stubborn. No, we're not wired to be stubborn. No, we're not wired to be rude. No, we're wired to be obedient.
Hallelujah. God, an obedient nature. I obey the voice of God.
I'm not rebellious to it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So when you have, you know,
God will not lead you. This God will not lead you
against how he's leading your local church. So that means instruction. Remember, instructions in your local church, as it is instruction though, is the leading of the Spirit.
Oh yes. Is the leading of the Spirit? The leading of the Spirit.
Go and play Lotto. You know as your pastor. But that is the Holy Spirit.
You play in that way. You are now, you bought tickets. The pastor said, my flight is tomorrow, I'm going to Canada. Okay, yeah.
How?
I don't want to know if it's the leading of the Spirit. Cover that bank. If you want to cover your pastor, you bought tickets. It's tomorrow, your flight is in the evening. Not to know that it's the leading of the Spirit. And when that player, you are playing your Lotto, what you are playing. Your pastor must have been teaching on prayer.
You know, and there's instruction in church to always pray. Prayer chain. Pray Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We have meeting to pray. And you are neglecting it. And you are neglecting it. You are neglecting it.
And at the end, you say you enter trap.
There was one sister like that that said, a story that Father Shevi shared with us. How a sister got a visa to go to, so what's the name of this, Thailand. And he said the pastor. Processed it and went to Thailand. The way he was out when I went to the pastor that she's going to Thailand, she got a job there. And got to Thailand.
You know, within that period where she was planning, the pastor was having telling her, telling them in church. Most times you don't expect that the pastor will come and tell you one-on-one. Amen. By teaching. Hallelujah. Message is listening to. All of a sudden the pastor began to think, you know, the pastor doesn't just, there's no timetable for just being led to teach.
Hallelujah.
Hope you're following me. So your pastor now tells you, he just began to say, teach on prayer. Prayer as a service. Consistency in prayer. Prayer as warfare. Pray. And all those teachings, you didn't hear one. You didn't listen to one. You didn't even follow it. Amen.
I said, let me pray now, pray.
No, it's generous. Hallelujah. Mother can come like that. Pray. Observe prayer chain. And she neglected it. She was neglecting it.
See, another pastor, she was going to Thailand. A pastor, she was going to Thailand. Dying in it. Think of it. Good now. She now went to Thailand. Now because she now got a job.
The job she went there to do was more or less like a slave job. They seized her food. She couldn't communicate to the outside world. She was doing nothing less than a slave. She couldn't call anybody. She couldn't go on any social media.
Finally, she later now came back to Nigeria. And I'm telling you, Pastor, I think God took me to go and to test my faith. What kind of nonsense stuff is that? If you had listened to all the time they say pray,
prayer, you had listened. It's about that conviction of you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, when it comes to the leading of the Spirit, the believer mustn't see. You shouldn't claim mastery. Must always be open. That's why, you know, very vital. If you watch people who are not willing to yield to the leading of the Spirit, are people who don't have a consistent, constant prayer life. I say, for my few days of being a Christian, I can say, few days have been born again. I can say that confidently. People who don't easily yield are people who don't pray. Most times when the God's word is communicated to you as regards what God will have you do, and you are struggling with it to accept it, it just shows me that you're not praying. It shows me you're not praying. Hallelujah. But a man who prays knows how to receive the leading of the Spirit. He will receive it. When you seek, you receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, your pastor is telling you, I say, the Spirit said to me, you're talking to your pastor, I say, the Spirit said to you. Continue. We will later know that it's a banjo spirit. The Spirit said to me. Anytime you follow a woman to say the Spirit said to me, you want to defend something that is useless. Say the Lord told me. Watch what will happen after. Nonsense. You know what I mean? Vroom. Amen. I can bet you 70% of the time or 80% of the time is rebellion. So because they don't want their pastor to confront that rebellion, in the Lord's sake. Out of the 70% of the time, 90% of the 70% of the time is relationship matters. Matters that touches the heart. Say, no, you do not say to me. How did the Lord tell you? As you read my Bible. Nonsense. Give them a few more, they will come out. They will scatter like toast. Say what happened, but the Lord is here. Then the Lord is speaking to back here. Even Eve and Adam. He just agreed. Stop saying nonsense. Amen. Oh, yeah, really. Oh, yeah, nonsense. Everybody, young woman, I guess the Lord said, watch the next rebellion. You just want pastor to say, okay. Me. Let's pray about it. No, stop. Anything, stop. Let's pray. Let's pray together. Amen. But it's wrong for you to talk to your pastor and say the Lord said. Even things there, us as a church, that will receive during the day. If I'm to communicate the same thing, word for word, to Pastor Shem or my pastor, I don't need the Lord said. Keep yourself praying. You be your pastor, and you start. The Lord says, no, how? Because some people will see, when like that, I'm trying to cover up for last year, so that we can get, I will teach you something. we shall take this up somehow next year, and you will see how even these living, you know, you'll be led. Living, you have been feast. There is also confirmation to do things. You have been seen before. But there are leadings to be leading. No, most times they don't wash. The Lord said to him, a few, to your pastor, tell your pastor, the Lord said.
Nonsense. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the way the Lord leads us, even in your personal life, private things, is not in conflict. You can't say the Lord is leading you not to come to church. The Lord leads you. There's a meeting in church. And it should be leading of the nugget of the Spirit that should not come for a meeting. It's not nugget of the Spirit. He said that I'm come to your head. I'm still in your life. He said that I'm not king.
You think he's a nugget of the Spirit? When I left here, he didn't do like this. He said, don't go. I told you, don't use sleep to come. When I left here, he did like this. He did this, sister. He means, don't go. The hand is catching, money is coming. How many have you received money? The hand is catching. I said, but it's not payday. He said, no, you don't have to. Money is coming. I said, let's see. I didn't get one there, I shouldn't die. It's not only money is coming. Please.
Nonsense. When he's scratching me, you know why he's scratching you and solve the issue. What is scratching you? Says money.
You know, but your hand wants to touch money. It's not only money he wants to touch. The Lord is... Stop. Amen. It's because the reason why I came is because my right ear was not dancing and wheeling. That's why I came.
Ha!
God, in your private life, the living must never be in conflict with the local church. If it is, then it's not of God. Now I'm teaching you how to recognize something is not the leading of the Spirit immediately. Once it is off the way you are being led in your local church, the instructions in your local church. That's how God values the local church. I've taught you too much thus far on local church. Amen. That's how God values the local church. God places premium on the gathering of believers. He places premium on it. So if he places premium on the gathering, it therefore means he can't lead you against the gathering. Because the gathering is his tax in all the earth. So can you say the leader of the Spirit, and the leader of the Spirit is against the Spirit of God? No, now. Can God be in conflict with himself? Hallelujah. Amen. So, about that, you don't throw it away, it's not of God.
Hallelujah. God can never lead you against the garden. Hallelujah. Against the garden, can never. So, watch how God led them thus far.
Together, they were together.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So therefore, as I said, the instructions in the local church is what? The leading of the Spirit. Mark that. As instruction is.
Say, no, but sir, that is just not my instruction and way my class. It's the leading of the Spirit.
Instruction of coming to church on Thursday is leading of the Spirit. How are you following me? Hallelujah. Tell me what the local someone said. Okay. Hallelujah. What are you going to be? Okay, my time is still up now. So I have some more time. Hallelujah. Where was I? Where was I? Yeah. As the instruction is, we are having teaching meeting. This is not the Spirit.
God said, no, it's just normal, it's just normal. Therefore, they are not being led to go for party. How can you be led for party? or I'm led to go and attend one meeting. Another Christian is somewhere else. As long as you are a member of that local church, that teaching meeting is the leading of the Spirit. And you have to obey it. It's as simple as that. Now for me, absenteeism is not following the leading of the Spirit. It's not.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So take note. Let me quickly round this up because my time is up. In Genesis 27, when they came with the report,
take from verse 27 to 33. We will look at this a bit next week.
They came with a report. Numbers 13. When they came with a report, 10 out of 12 came with a wrong report. That, there are giants there. Only Caleb and Joshua had a different report. Hallelujah. They came by what we call the report of the Lord.
Amen. Their report tallies with God, what God has been telling them since they left Egypt. What is that report? I'm going, taking them to the land. Do you see that? So when they saw that obstacle, they didn't change their confession. They saw. Amen. They saw giants there. But they didn't talk about the giants. Hallelujah. Amen.
Then the Lord will destroy them before us.
So they will pray for us. Those guys came and said, we are like grasshoppers before them. They said, no, they will pray for us. Why? What were they putting their eyes on the leading of the Spirit? Hallelujah.
I will take you to that land. So they had that land in mind. They had that land in sight. Hallelujah.
They had the land in sight. So they followed the leading. How God has been leading their location. Do you see that? Hallelujah to the land. You must always have that.
Amen. But what did the others then do? They saw the problem. They saw the problem. Glory to God. They saw the problem.
And what did the people do? People followed the popular opinion.
And they began to cry. Chapter 14, they all cried with one voice. When Moses said to them, no, now we are being led by the Spirit to go into the land. They carry stones. I wanted to stone their pastor. And then they said, we'll appoint ourselves a leader that will take us down back to Egypt.
That's just a song of all readers. Hallelujah. Next week.
Hallelujah. They went with popular opinion. They went with the noise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. So, one thing you see there is,
what is rebellion? Rebellion is working against how God leads the church. That's rebellion. To go against how God is leading the local church. So, the Spirit of God doesn't sponsor rebellion. I'll say it again. The Spirit of God does not sponsor rebellion. He doesn't.
So he can't lead you against the local church. Let's stay back a bit. Let's look at what they follow. Let's hold that back. Let's look at what they follow. They followed the popular opinion. Hallelujah. They follow the crowd. They follow the crowd.
Today we live in a world where there are different noises. Different people saying the same thing everywhere. See, many 99% of the time, God is not always in the crowd.
Okay, listen to me. Not always there. The leading of the Spirit always not in the crowd. That is why, as a believer, you must be very careful to follow things that are in book. A believer should be careful of things in book. You don't easily switch to things that are in book. No, be careful.
Amen. God made you of the science. Before you, I'm not saying using new technology, being tech savvy is bad. No. Or joining things in book is bad. But you know, that's why you're a child of God. Just learn to be reserved. Hallelujah, be reserved.
Everybody,
you are
dead.
Everybody, you are dead.
You are dead.
You are dead. Everybody said that. No. Hallelujah. Some of the leaders that would.
Hallelujah. But there are not a little bit of opinion that people will say the voice of the people is the voice of God. Where? Then the voice of the people is the voice of God. How? We saw the people now. We saw what they followed. Is that the voice of God? No. In fact, that their action was the reason why they perished in the wilderness. That was the reason why they said long suffering of the Lord. Hallelujah. Rebellion. Rebellion. Then the voice of the people is the voice of God. No. The voice of the people is not the voice of God. The voice of the majority is not the voice of God. The same way too, the voice of minority is not the voice of God. Don't mistake it. Don't say because everybody, let me just say this one, I assume that it. You can still find, you can still be misled with the voice of the minority. What is the voice of God? The voice of God is the voice of God. It doesn't follow majority or minority. The voice of God is the voice of God. Okay, let me. The voice of God is the voice of God. If the majority key into it, it is the voice of God. If the minority key into it, if nobody keys into it, the voice of God still remains the voice of God. What does that mean? What about the follower, any crowd, any segment? No! God's voice is God's voice. Hallelujah. It doesn't change. God's voice doesn't follow anybody. God's voice is God's voice. I must learn to know what God's voice is. How many are there? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell someone, see, if you have a local church, you belong to a local church, you are saved. You are the safest person in the world. I'm serious. Your life is, you see, you are safe. Just have a local church and follow God's leading there. You are safe. You are safe. Don't allow rebellion to stay. Glory to God. The voice of God is the voice of God. Hallelujah. So therefore, you must always be ready to discern and to follow. Be ready to discern and to follow. Ready to discern. All the time. How often should you discern God's voice all the time and to follow it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are different voices everywhere in town. On social media, there are voices. G-Slover voice, Facebook voice, Twitter voice, X voice, Y voice. Thread voice, need voice. Voice is everywhere. People saying different things. The noise are too many. But you know what? God's voice is God's voice. In the midst of all those crowds, all those noises, they see God's voice. In the midst of what the ten were saying, truth had God's voice. Hallelujah. You know the ten can be loud. Very loud. When you see, no matter how they try to shout, you know the ten can overshadow it, but yet, those two see God's voice. Hallelujah. They see God's voice. They see God's voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's voice will not change because the crowd are not with it. It will not change. God's voice will not change because you don't like it. It will not change. God's voice will still be God's voice. Hallelujah. Hold on, enemy. Hallelujah. So you have to learn how to, in the midst of all the noise, still listen to God's voice. You must learn how to put out the strange voices and yield to God's voice. You must learn. You must learn. Hallelujah. And in the next two weeks, in the next two, 3 weeks, we'll explore this. Hallelujah. Isaiah is just a very short exhortation to cover up on some things I've taught us before now. Hallelujah. We prepare us for some other things I'm going to teach us next time. Hallelujah. But you know what? You must always be discerning. Say I'm discerning. I'm not confused. I discern God's voice. I discern God's voice. I don't listen to noises. I don't listen to the noise in the world. I follow God's lady. I follow God's lady. I follow the local church. I follow God's man. Hallelujah. That's what I feel. I thank the Lord.